Hi, I'm Caroline from bibliocook.com, and it's popcorn time. Sunday night is always popcorn time in our house. We love to sit down with a film and the kids and just have a little bit of popcorn, and it doesn't take long to make it at home. So I pop my heavy, heavy, heavy saucepan on the heat, put it on a top heat, a little drop of some oil, and then I grab my popcorn. And I've got my popcorn ready to go into the pan. So we're talking maybe about a tablespoon of oil, just enough to barely cover the bottom of the pan, and then enough popcorn to cover the bottom of the pan as well. So that's just flat on the bottom of my cast iron saucepan, and I've got the heat up to the highest that it'll go, and I'll just give it a few minutes now and wait for the first pop before I put on the lid. It's already starting to sizzle. You can hear that in the pan, but there's no popping yet. So we just keep an eye on it. Don't go away and do the washing up while you're doing popcorn. I've tried that and it's not very successful. So we're just waiting for the first pop and just keep it moving, every so often just to make sure it doesn't start to burn. It's just starting to pop now, so I need to put the lid on and keep it moving and not lose too much of the popcorn. And while I've been waiting for this to start popping, I've been getting my flavourings ready. The best thing about popcorn is you can flavour it with anything you like. Generally, we tend to go for kind of sweet flavourings here, but I like to go for a savoury, like, we could go savoury in terms of parmesan. Smoked paprika, smoked Spanish paprika is really good with it. You could go chocolate and salt. I often go for a salted caramel combination. But tonight is going to be maple syrup and some garam masala from an East Cork spice company called Green Saffron. The popcorn is popped. I had to empty it out really, really fast because otherwise it burns on the bottom when it stops popping. So now I'm just putting in some butter into the pan because you've got to have butter with popcorn. So we'll melt that down. The pan is still hot. I just wiped it out after the popcorn was finished. And we'll put in a dollop of maple syrup, maybe about a tablespoon. And then about half a teaspoon of garam So that's all cooked off now for a moment. I popped in a pinch of salt. And now I will tip it over the popcorn in my bowl. And there you have it, spiced popcorn with garam masala.